Mad Marv's Notebook for August 19th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2015. Well, I missed a day yesterday. I know I meant to record something. I just got caught up on catching up on work. Plus, I think I'm starting to come down with a cold or something. I'm not sure if you can hear it in my voice, but my throat feels really raw, like I've been coughing, even though I've only been coughing just a little bit this morning. Feels like I've been coughing all night. So I even took off work towards the right around lunchtime, and recording this now right before I have a dental appointment. And today's going to be very tiring. I'm hoping I'll get back home and fall asleep and try and get better for tomorrow. Not much else actually happened yesterday. What was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, I had some lingering thoughts about that Toastmasters convention I had last week. There was one little thing during the business meeting that kind of made me think about, I guess, management and... Oh yeah, Narmer. I was catching up on my podcast, and I was listening to Manager Tools, or was it Career Tools? I'm not exactly sure what the theme was for that particular cast, but it got me to thinking about this little controversy that came up at the Toastmasters business meeting. And it's, in retrospect, it's kind of a trivial thing, but it might be illustrative of a larger problem. I guess it's about how boards of directors kind of think of themselves in relation to the membership, or in the case of a corporation, in relation to employees, or the in relation to their customers. The issue that came up with the board was they wanted to make some cosmetic and some not that cosmetic changes to the bylaws. And they bundled all of these various proposals, I think there were about four of them in total, into one motion. And to amend the bylaws, it has to be voted upon during the business meeting. That only happens once a year. And because the nature of bundling four different issues into one vote, if any person objected to any one of the issues, they would have to vote no on all of them. So that makes it very difficult for someone to consciously vote no, even if they would normally vote no on one issue and yes on the other three. So that became a sticking point for some officers. And I was kind of, when I was first introduced to this proposal, I thought it was a trivial issue. It wasn't until they were doing discussion on it during the business meeting, when we saw some previous international presidents speak out against the bundling issue. And apparently it's a long-standing issue that the board will often bundle all things that are worthy of a vote into one item. And they just expect the members at large to rubber stamp their proposal, because I guess that's how it's always been done in the past. And it kind of illustrates the, I don't know how to call it, short-sightedness or tunnel vision, maybe. Or what's the term? I'm not sure what the term would be for when you know you have the best interests of the membership at heart, and you have, or you assume that you have their trust to act on their behalf, and therefore you assume whatever you do cannot possibly be wrong. Therefore, you may as well do things in the most expeditious manner possible to keep things flowing quickly. And that's how you end up taking shortcuts, like bundling four proposals into one vote. And I know I ultimately voted in favor of the proposal, and so did, I think, two-thirds of the membership, because the vote passed. So it's just something to think about, because I know a few of those directors that are still on the board, and I know I've interviewed pretty much all of the incoming directors, and I think I have a feel for how they feel about Toastmasters and how they take their responsibilities. It's just, it's probably what I would call a blind spot, something that you take for granted but are not consciously aware of. Anyway, it's got me looking at how I'm handling my duties within the district, trying to look for my own blind spots now. And I know there are there, I just can't quite see them yet. So anyway, that's what's been occupying my mind the past couple of days. And with that, I'll wrap this up and I'll talk to you tomorrow.